From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A first court appearance is scheduled in Detroit today for the suspect in the attempted Christmas Day bombing of a Northwest Airlines flight. President Obama is taking personal responsibility for the breakdown in intelligence that allowed the attempt. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says no one person or agency is solely responsible for the intelligence lapses that allowed a young Nigerian man to board the Northwest Airlines plane with what authorities say were potentially deadly explosives. The president says he's more concerned about learning from the incident and making improvements than passing out blame.
Ultimately, the buck stops with me. As president, I have a solemn responsibility to protect our nation and our people. And when the system fails, it is my responsibility.
Mr. Obama ordered a series of changes designed to improve the nation's intelligence processing and prevent information that could help uncover terrorist plots from falling through the cracks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
NPR has confirmed that Defense Secretary Robert Gates has decided to stay with the Obama administration at least through the end of this year. Gates started in the job during the Bush administration. There had been some speculation he might leave soon. The Labor Department issues its unemployment report for December this morning. Some forecasters say the numbers could indicate the job market is finally turning the corner. From Washington, Danielle Carson reports.
Economists say the report could signal a milestone, a zero net change in the number of payroll jobs. In other words, says Ken Matheny, an economist with Macroeconomic Advisors, no jobs were lost or gained.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was anywhere between a decline of 50 to 100,000 and an increase of roughly the same magnitude.
Other economists are more optimistic. They expect the employment report will show businesses added as many as 50,000 jobs in December. Dean Mackey is chief economist with Barclays Capital.
This would be the first gain in 2 years, so it would be an important event.
Analysts say key indicators hint at a positive employment report. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Alabama won its first national college football championship since 1992 last night. The Crimson Tide beat Texas 37-21 in Pasadena, California. The Longhorns star player Colt McCoy dropped out early with a shoulder injury, and Alabama coach Nick Saban paid him tribute.
Colt McCoy is a great player, and as much as I enjoy winning, you always see a great competitor. You hate to see a great competitor who's had a great career not be able to participate in a game that he's probably worked his entire career to be a part of.
With McCoy out, Texas fell behind, then staged a comeback with 6 minutes left in the game, but Alabama made two touchdowns and locked up the game. A big snowstorm is pushing east, and it's still unusually cold in the south this morning. This is NPR News. The New Jersey State Senate has voted down same-sex marriage. Advocates for the measure say they will go back to court. Eugene Son reports.
Those pushing for legalizing same-sex marriage took a gamble and lost, getting the up or down vote they wanted, but only getting 14 of the 21 votes needed in the New Jersey Senate. Stephen Goldstein, head of Garden State Equality, says now they will challenge the existing civil unions law as unconstitutional. Goldstein says they're going this way because Chris Christie, who will become governor later this month, opposes legalizing gay marriage.
We are not waiting out the term of any new administration to bring equality to same-sex couples in our state.
Opponents of gay marriage say if necessary, they will push to amend the New Jersey Constitution to make sure it never happens. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son.
The Obama administration is proposing tougher anti-smog rules. The stricter clean air standards could double the number of counties in the U.S. considered in violation. If they're approved, the rules would bring the entire country into line with tougher standards California already has in place. The Bush administration fought California's strict standards and those proposed by other states after electric utilities and other businesses complained. Obama administration EPA officials say the tighter standards would be costly, but would save billions of dollars in missed work and school days, medical care, and premature deaths. Stock prices in Japan hit a 15-month high today, but stocks in China stumbled. Investors there are worried the government will tighten the availability of credit to slow China's fast economic growth. Stocks closed mixed yesterday on Wall Street. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.